Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, a mixture of sun and clouds. Got a small chance for some late afternoon showers, and we'll have a high today in the low 80s. Right now in Kenosha, it's cloudy, 68 degrees. 71 in Burlington, Milwaukee 73, still 68 degrees in Racine. A countywide sales tax in Racine could become part of the local funding package to cover needed services related to the Foxconn Technology Group plant proposed for Mount Pleasant. At least that's the word. The bill signed by Governor Walker providing that detail, which is just now surfacing. And it comes on the heels of years, of course, of leadership in Racine County strongly rejecting calls for a sales tax to help with the annual budget. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave is still in Japan with a team of local officials talking to Foxconn. His spokesperson, though, M.T. Boyle, through a statement indicates county officials are considering all their options. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, whose district includes the Foxconn site, he supports the sales tax amendment because he says it was inserted at the request of officials from Racine and Kenosha counties. Representative Peter Barker claims Racine County officials showed particular interest in using a sales tax as one way to fund the county's financial commitments to Foxconn. The Racine Common Council on a 9-5 vote approved an 18-month contract extension for VenueWorks to manage both Memorial Hall and Paul P. Harris Festival Hall, as well as be a part of the process in planning a potential lakefront event center. VenueWorks Chief Operating Officer John Seal explained they're already at work on components for the facility, including the prime tenant for the building and the naming rights.
You're going to come across companies and corporations that don't necessarily want to dive in as deep as a naming rights sponsor would have to dive. So we're going to identify a lot of people that could come to the table with other naming situations, whether it be the box office, perhaps concourses, or the basketball court. I'm sure we will get a basketball court in there.
VenueWorks will be doing the event center work, and the city will cover travel-related expenses. Should a different facilities manager be chosen after the 18 months, the company would get $25,000 for their efforts. Monthly figures out from the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development showing the unemployment rate in all the area's municipalities rising from July to August. But WRJN's Janet Hoff says they all also show improvement from the figures of a year ago.
The jobless rate in Racine in August was 6.1%, and in Kenosha, the rate was 4.6%, both down 7/10 from a year ago. The rate in Mount Pleasant was 4.3%, down 8/10, and it was 3.9% in Caledonia, down 5/10 from a year ago. Racine County's rate in August was 4.6%, down 7/10 from last year, and it was 4.3% in Kenosha County, down 0.5%. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Wind Lake residents Gail Lalonde and also Dale Devers facing charges for allegedly locking a 9-year-old girl in a dog cage, entering pleas of not guilty in Racine County Circuit Court. Lalonde and Devers also facing charges of manufacturing marijuana and maintaining a drug trafficking place. They'll be back in court again in late October. The investigation is going on into the death of a 15-year-old boy whose body was pulled out of a Racine County pond in the town of Dover yesterday. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling, though, saying at this point the death is not considered suspicious. This pond is about 200 yards off the teen's home on Deer Meadow Drive in a subdivision east of Highway 75. The sheriff says Austin Sanders, a sophomore at Union Grove High School, was pulled from the pond by his deputies, the boy's father calling them just after 11 yesterday morning. Few other details have been released other than just to confirm that the teen's mother, Pauline Sanders, he said was arrested at the scene for some outstanding charges.
There are many, many questions that the committee is going to have, and the investigation is active and ongoing right now. In order to protect the integrity of the investigation and the outcome, I'm going to choose not to answer any additional questions with respect to the arrest that was made.
The death, again, not considered suspicious, but he says investigators have not ruled anything out. At Union Grove High School today, grief counselors are available. And former Kenosha County District Attorney Bob Zaff is challenging the findings of retired Racine County Circuit Court Judge Dennis Flynn, who issued a scathing report about misconduct related to a homicide case from which a police officer admitted planting evidence. Judge Flynn, as a referee for the state's Office of Lawyer Responsibility, wrote that Zaff withheld information about the officer planting that evidence until the trial had started for one of the two defendants. Flynn writing that Zaff, who retired last year, should never again be allowed to prosecute a case in Wisconsin and should lose his law license for 1 year. The Kenosha News quotes Zaff's attorney, Richard Kao, as saying that Judge Flynn misunderstood the facts and misapplied the law. The report goes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which would make a final determination on any discipline. Highway 20 at Ives Grove in Racine County turned into a traffic nightmare for a time Wednesday afternoon. A construction mishap broke a 6-inch gas main at the Ives Grove Golf Course property. We Energy said it happened just after 3:15 p.m. That prompted an emergency response from their repair crews. The Sheriff's Department had to shut down that busy stretch of 20, and it created detours and all kinds of traffic headaches. Even the project workers evacuated from the scene due to the leak, at least one nearby home as well. That scenario lasting for a couple of hours. This week, the city of Racine started the semi-automated solid waste collection system with the new 95-gallon carts after the council had recently also approved a bulky waste collection plan that left yard waste to be dealt with by the Committee of the Whole. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen said last night, yard products like grass no longer are accepted with solid waste. That's to stay compliant with state law. Citizens will have options, including the 3 drop-off sites, backyard composting, or a proposed monthly pickup of collected materials at the curb line, like they do with the leaves every spring and fall. He noted the proposal does carry no added capital expenditure, but he said the recycling fee would go up $3.70.
Anticipate that this would be about $100,000 to implement this. $20,000 of that would be labor. Another $80,000 would be equipment costs. To make that budget neutral, that would require a $3.70 increase in everybody's recycling fee.
To handle those duties one day a month during the spring, summer, and early fall, he pointed out that the personnel shifted over to the street maintenance area. They would have to drop that and go cover the yard waste collection for the second full week of the month. 8-5 was the vote of the Committee of the Whole recommending that to the full council. October 17th, that is going to be, of course, the special election for mayor in the city of Racine. It is the third Tuesday of the month. That is normally a council meeting night, which means that a needed change for which city ordinance dictates alternatives, but it does not take into account a meeting of the Wisconsin League of Municipalities the day after the election, which is the normal time that you would make the next meeting take place.
You pick a different date for good cause. It doesn't indicate what that different date should be, but the council chooses a different date at the meeting before the meeting to be altered. So that's October 3rd. Our next common council meeting after tonight is October 3rd. I thought perhaps if you wanted to discuss it, it might be better to discuss in this forum and then determine what day you want to hold. Have the council decide that at the next meeting.
City Attorney Scott Lethney noting that the 2018 budget process is about to start, and the best option seems to be Monday, October the 16th, even though it could be a long night, and that's what they decided to recommend for the full council in a vote on October 3rd. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section, and throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.